let's go behind the scenes of a show that began just after the Vietnam War ended and premieres its 41st season in a much-changed world tomorrow night.
Live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
Our colleague David Green spent yesterday afternoon at 30 Rockefeller Center watching the cast and crew of Saturday Night Live prepare for the big night.
So if you guys have your badges, scan in over here.
The elevator take you right up.
The elevator stops at the 8th floor, home of Studio 8H.
So this is backstage of SNL, right here.
The hallway here is filled with stacked up sets and performers waiting to be called to the stage. A lot of people look familiar.
All right, stand by, please.
Especially one.
Hey, I'm Miley Cyrus, and I am the host and musical guest on the season premiere of SNL.
That's right, baby.
Miley Cyrus is wearing pink gingham overalls and an ice cream cone ring that is the size of an actual ice cream cone. She's taping spots to promote the show. Now, up above the stage is an office, and it belongs to Lorne Michaels, a legend of comedy. From Chevy Chase and Gilda Radner to Tina Fey and Jimmy Fallon, the biggest names in comedy have played on his stage. Lorne Michaels has been doing this since 1975, and yet it is still not easy.
Is he excited about the season?
Yeah. Excited is not a word I would use, but the hardest part about the first show is that everything's rusty. Over the summer, when people have those 3 months off, most of the encounters they have with people are really positive. People tell them how much they liked the scene they were in. And so when you come back into what is a fairly brutal regimen, you realize that it's like childbirth. You just remember the baby, you know, like...
you don't remember the
process.
End.
Yeah, yeah.
Tina Fey wrote that that one of the most important parts of your job is keeping the creativity in check.
Does, uh-huh.
Do people come back from being off and it's sort of like they have all these wild ideas and it's about you kind of saying, okay, we got to focus here?
I quite often say that my job is to discourage creativity.
Uh-huh.
As I've said too many times, we don't go on because we're ready. We go on because it's 11:30. We're in a very sort of archaic form. The early days of television were this, and this is a return to those roots. It needs everything to go right in order to work.
You're describing it as archaic, and I'm fascinated because you're host for the first show. I mean, host you've used before, Miley Cyrus,
is such a
modern celebrity with this huge social media following.
We'll do that all year long. I mean, that's Amy Schumer, who's next week, mm-hmm. be no less a social media phenomenon. I think Miley's just pure talent.
There is this news report that Hillary Clinton is going to be on the show.
There is that news report.
Is that happening?
I never really know what's going to go on. We're doing something in and around that, yeah. But I also don't know where in the show that would happen, how it would happen, or if it would happen. You know, so,
I mean, we're just sitting here and there's all this rehearsal happening literally outside the window of your office.
And, yes.
And what are you most nervous about right now?
Opening with, I'm worried about three different film shoots. I'm worried about how various cast members will perform. And also, I'm always worried about length. What I'm going to have to cut to make it work.
That's a long list.
Yeah, it is a long list. These are the things that keep you up at night, but fortunately I work at night, so it's not so bad.